Most people who seriously consider suicide do not want to die. Rather, they see suicide as a solution to a problem and a way to end their pain. People who seriously consider suicide feel hopeless, helpless, and worthless. A person who feels hopeless believes that no one can help with a particular event or problem. A person who feels helpless is immobilized and unable to take steps to solve problems. A person who feels worthless is overwhelmed with a sense of personal failure. Many people have fleeting thoughts of death. Fleeting thoughts of death are much different from actively planning to commit suicide. Your risk of committing suicide is increased if you often think about death and killing yourself, or if you have made a suicide plan.
What are the warning signs?
The warning signs of suicide change with age. Warning signs of suicide in children and teens may include preoccupation with death or suicide, or a recent breakup of a relationship. Warning signs of suicide in adults may include alcohol or substance abuse, recent job loss, or divorce. And warning signs of suicide in older adults may include the recent death of a partner or diagnosis of a life-limiting illness.
What can you do?
Anytime someone talks about suicide or about wanting to die or disappear, even in a joking manner, the conversation must be taken seriously. A suicide attempt, even if the attempt did not harm the person, also must be taken seriously. Don't be afraid to talk to someone you think may be considering suicide. There is no evidence that talking about suicide leads to suicidal thinking or suicide. Once you know the person's thoughts on the subject, you may be able to help prevent a suicide. People who have suicidal thoughts may not seek help because they feel they cannot be helped. This usually is not the case. Many people with suicidal thoughts have medical conditions that can be successfully treated. People who have suicidal thoughts often have depression or substance abuse, and both of these conditions can be treated. It is important to seek help when suicidal thoughts occur because medical treatment usually is successful in diminishing these thoughts. The possibility of suicide is most serious when a person has a plan for committing suicide that includes having the means, such as weapons or medications, available to commit suicide or do harm to another person. Nearly 3 out of every 5 suicides is committed with a firearm. The person may have set a time and place to commit suicide. And the person may think that there is no other way to solve the problem or end the pain. People who are considering suicide often are undecided about choosing life or death. With compassionate help, they may choose to live. If you are thinking about suicide, talk to someone about your feelings. It is important to remember that there are people who are willing and able to talk with you about your suicidal thoughts. With proper treatment, most suicidal people can be helped to feel better about life. People for you to consider talking with include a family member, friend, or member of the clergy, your health professional, such as a doctor or counselor, other mental health resources, such as a community mental health agency or employee assistance program, or you can call your local suicide hotline or the national suicide hotline. The number is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. As a friend or family member of someone who is considering suicide, you may be able to help in the following ways. If the suicide threat seems real and the person has a specific suicide plan, call 911 or call the police if 911 is not available in order to prevent the person from carrying out the threat. Consider your own safety. If you are in a safe environment and the person will not harm you, stay with the person or ask someone you trust to stay with the person until help arrives. Don't argue with the person or make statements like, "It's not as bad as you think," and don't challenge the person by saying, "You're not the type to commit suicide." Arguing with the person may only increase his or her feelings of being out of control of his or her life. Talk about the situation as openly as possible. Tell the person that you don't want him or her to die or to harm another person. Show understanding and compassion. If you think that someone you know has made a suicide plan, call your health professional. Your health professional may be able to help identify a mental health specialist and arrange an appointment for a person you think is considering suicide. If you are not able to talk with your health professional, call your local suicide hotline or the national suicide hotline at 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255.
How can suicide be prevented?
Suicide can be prevented. While some suicides occur without warning, most do not. You can learn to recognize the warning signs of suicide and take action when the signs are present. Take action to evaluate your suspicions if you think that someone you know is considering suicide. Here are some things you can do. Know the warning signs of suicide. Take all warning signs seriously, even if the suicidal threat or attempt seems minor. Take any conversation about suicide seriously, even if the person mentions it in a joking manner. Don't be afraid to ask, "What is the matter?" or bring up the subject of suicide. There is no evidence that talking about suicide leads to suicidal thinking or suicide. Be willing to listen. Help the person make arrangements to see a doctor or mental health professional immediately. Other actions that you can take when you are concerned that someone you know is considering suicide include the following. Follow up to find out how the person's treatment is going. A suicidal person may be reluctant to seek help and may not continue with treatment after the first visit with a health professional. Your support may help the person decide to continue treatment. Remove all firearms from the home. Studies have shown that suicide attempts are more likely to lead to death in homes that have a gun, even if the gun is kept unloaded and securely locked up. Discard all prescription and non-prescription medicines that are not currently being used.